Well, I'm here with Spencer from Paramount, and you know, they've been actually one of our very first clients, and you know, we took so much inspiration of evolving the product sort of around their successes initially, and those were the ones that truly pushed us, you know, to develop further and further within the industry itself. So it's like a huge pleasure to have you here. it sounds very official. It's like a situation.
Thank you.
I'd love to obviously let you introduce a little bit about yourself and then Paramount, and then I'll have a few questions for you.
Great. My name's Spencer. I've been at Paramount now. This is my 24th year. Wow, that's a long time. I've seen a lot of changes. We're a single office. We cover London. We try and do agency a different way, the way we want it to be done, in line with the needs of our audience. We've learned a lot, as we all have, especially in the last 18 months, as we, you know, went from panic stations and being petrified to actually, is there a better way of doing this? And luckily, our paths met. Seems like a long, long time ago now.
It does.
And we've had many sorts of improvements and adjustments with Holify and our journey with it during that time. And I think the key thing for us is we see Holify as very much part of our business. So it's very collaborative. Ultimately, a group of friends who, you know, enjoy doing the same stuff, who both hopefully get something out of each other, you know, both professionally and for me personally over the several months that we've known each other. And I guess what Holify has enabled us to do in short is elevate the business to a place that we didn't think we could get to as quickly as we have. And that's not just from the numbers perspective. There was the dream to have agency rather than working every hour under the sun, to actually, could you have a business model where you can have a great balance between your working life, your family life, your friend life, and your own personal world, some you time, you know, me time, whichever way you want to say it. And that was a big, big challenge, and we didn't know how to deal with it. And we knew video, obviously, YouTube, it works quite well, you know, there's quite a few people that like that thing. But we didn't really understand how we could utilize it in our business. And the way that we've deployed it, it is a learning curve. Like we did some really appalling, you know, walkthroughs from in the early days, and we asked existing residents what they thought, and they told us they were really bad, and they've helped guide us. And we constantly ask the audience, how can we improve? And what is actually happening now, we've talked about it, is I can't imagine a Paramount without Holify. It is impossible to imagine an agency running the way we want it to run without having that facility, both for our owners, so they can target very specifically their audience and the type of residents they want, and as importantly, for residents to have that flexibility to check things out from wherever they are, rather than having to traipse across London or the UK or even further afield to go and, you know, peek in through the door. And that's really what we love about it. It's been a game changer. The team are happier, more engaged. And what we're doing now is it's enabled us to spend much more time improving the product, improving the property. You improve the property, the owner's more engaged, relationships are better that way. You have a better property and a better product, and people come along and guess what? They want to live there and they want to stay there longer, and we can relationship build on that side of the fence. So it's just been a win-win-win for us. And I guess for me personally, we've had lots and lots of things thrown at us over the years, and that big shiny thing that the agent's got next door. This is actually, it suits our business needs and our target market brilliantly well. And when there is a challenge or a hiccup or a ripple or even a wave, and there's been a few, what happens is Holify have always talked to us, and there's been a solution. This is something that's progressive. It's not off the shelf here. You go plug it in, hope it works for you. Yeah, sorry about that bit over there. This is something like we want to iron out the creases. And like, that's the thing for me personally that I love about it the most, because ultimately we just try to get better and better in everything that we do. And Holify has been a massive part of that because you guys, I believe, also want to improve everything you're doing all of the time. So it's a happy marriage. There's not many of those around, apparently.
It is an exponential curve that we are after. But at the end of the day, we are obsessed about our customer success. And that's the one thing that we've really been focusing on is how can we make you more successful? How can we make the business more successful? Because when you achieve that, that's when you know you're going to have a great business. You know, there's nothing else really, but making sure that you always have the best interest of your clients at heart. And I think that applies to your business, to our business, and to every business out there that really looks at it as a long-term journey rather than necessarily some short-term gains. And then obviously that's not us. I'm very curious to ask you, you know, if you've noticed a very interesting trend, and especially maybe in 2021, and especially, you know, in your space, you're obviously, you know, one of the leaders when it comes to implementing technology, to being obviously very forward thinking. There are not a lot of Spencers, and that's something that I realized pretty early on when we started talking to different kinds of customers. So I'm kind of curious to understand if you've seen a very interesting trend, and obviously outside Holify, but sort of the way maybe people are now you know, more comfortable choosing places, how really that this whole COVID situation impacted in a positive way that journey, and I know you guys have taken advantage of implementing as much technology as possible within that whole you know, life cycle of renting a place.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back to pre-COVID, like we were effectively, in hindsight, super inefficient, ineffective, people working crazily long hours, showing property to people that didn't really like it because our offering online wasn't informative enough, because it was, you know, professional photos and floor plan and Matterport and all the other things, but it's not the same as video, room, very highly personalized commentary. And what we learned really early on is to point out the negatives of a property, because
I think I lost you there, Spence. I lost you there for a little bit.
Sorry. So I can easily go tap that back in. So yeah. First and foremost, when COVID hit, the idea was to try and keep everyone safe. So the team safe, the residents safe in occupation, and then obviously the viewer as well. We very quickly recognized that actually people were completely open to this and actually sort of almost expected it. You know, it wasn't a big surprise, like, oh, you're doing walkthroughs. Like, they don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And what it's enabled us to do is by highlighting the real positives and the negatives about every property, because they all have highs and lows, and your yin is my yang and vice versa. So the appetite from the audience, when we first did this, I was hesitant. I was thinking, you know, I'm not sure, like, I've been knocking around in agency for far too long. And, you know, the face-to-face thing is really important. And it is still important, but it's important at a different juncture in the process. And actually, what we learned super fast is, let's say I wanted to see 5 properties physically. That might take me 3 evenings, you know, with agents permitting me to go and have a look at them, you know, with a resident authority. I look day 2, day 3. Oh, I like the one on day 1. Call back, obviously it's been let. And I can't really remember the viewing on day 1 because I wasn't able to do a video because someone stuff's in there and it's a bit awkward and I don't know what belongs and what doesn't. And I'm only there for that snapshot in time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. Well, straight away, we found out that the audience will watch the video multiple times. That's really comforting. Like, am I definitely making the right call? Like, I never, that was an unintended consequence. I never came into my mind at all that this could be a big factor in us saving time and getting the right properties under the noses of the right people. And I think, are people accepting of it? I think it's much more than that. I think they totally expect it now. It's like it would be a bizarre scenario for me for anyone to be interested in any property if there wasn't a video walkthrough presence opportunity, because I want to lie in the bath, sit in the sofa, and I want to watch, you know, in half an hour, I want to see 10 properties. Well, I'm still at home. I'm totally safe. I'm really chilled. And actually, within that half an hour, it's property 6 and property 8 that I really want to speak to the agent about. Let's focus on those. I don't need to physically go and view the other ones. So what actually happens there is the existing resident is bugged far less. You know, can I have another viewing? Can I have another viewing? They're happier with things. The viewer is happier because the properties they're looking at is far more targeted to their needs. And from the owner's perspective, hey, we're open 24/7, 365, and people are checking your property out from all over the world. Like, no agent can say that because we need to sleep. Humans need to sleep. And what's happened, the physical viewing, it's not completely gone away because obviously we want to physically show, but we want to physically show that the perfect home to the perfect new resident. And that's just, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you're able to do that rather than you actually qualify someone, you show them the property, and then they're disheartened. Hey, like, I've just traveled an hour to see this, and this is definitely not for me. Like, we don't want to waste their time. We don't want to waste our time. And of course, environmentally, our carbon footprint is reduced and all of these other unintended consequences. So we had to slow down to speed up. And I think you need to learn when to hit the brake and hit the accelerator in business. And we needed to really slam that brake on and stop what we were doing and not really concern ourselves about the uptake of other agents and who else is using it and what's their success rate. It's like, this is what we want to do, and we want to make it successful for us and the audience. And that was our mindset. And I think if you go into it with that thought process, you're much more likely to be successful for your business and, you know, your target market.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, I want to talk a little bit about sort of, you know, we obviously, when you started implementing, as you said, you had a few challenges as well that you kind of constantly got better. At what would you say that the main challenge was initially when implementing Holify? You know, what would have been the biggest challenge? You know, in your case, obviously you have been using the agents as content creators as well, and you know, some of the companies that are using us have done that. Some have gone the way of letting marketing deal with that, and I do believe that the approach that you guys have done has been incredible, because it just brings that, you know, knowledge that the agent has about the property and the personal touch, and you know, that the walkthroughs become so much more personal, even though initially they usually suck. Initially they usually are not that.
they did do that. We definitely did a load of those.
How did you see that process? I mean, was that a big challenge initially, or how did you motivate the team saying, hey, it's okay, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, we'll get better at it? What was their response? How was the feeling inside when you kind of started it off?
Okay, well, what we did is we painted the picture of the destination. If we go through this treacle, this field of mud, quagmire, this is what we think might happen. Who's with us? And the gain, the potential gain, because obviously you don't know until you try it, but the potential gain was so positive, because obviously people, you know, we've got a more experienced team now. Many have been with us for many, many years. They've got young families and partners, and who wants to be showing flats till 8 and 9 o'clock at night? Like, they want to go and have some downtime and, you know, do the good stuff in life. So it was definitely a collective decision, because everyone has to be rowing in the same direction. And very quickly, we saw results and we were getting feedback. not all of it good, because it was, they were highlighting issues in the walkthroughs or stuff that we were missing. And actually the key thing is, the video is not about us saying, excuse me, this is the kitchen, this is the bathroom. It's us talking about the wonderful restaurant down the road, or the fact that it's a managed property, or the fact that this is South Aspect. It's 4 o'clock right now. You can see what happens when the sun hits this room. That you can't buy that type of stuff. That's just, you know, fantastic. We also give reasons why the current resident was vacating. All of the sort of regular questions that we get from interested parties, we encompass that and include that on the video. The very specific question you asked about, what did I think, what did we think when we started on this journey? I'll be honest, from my perspective, it was like, oh my God, tech at such a high level, I just don't get it. It's impossible for me to fathom. But actually, I don't need to understand it. It's not my job to understand it. That's what you guys do. All I'm still blown away. There's literally a very simple process where you are linking something, which you can do on your mobile phone, and within seconds, there is a video on your website. It still blows my mind. I don't know how you do it, but it's fantastic and fabulous, and hats off to everyone there. So I was most worried about, this is so techy, are we clever enough to use it? And that was dispelled really quick. So that was the first thing. And then the actual, okay, well, everything starts well. Every relationship starts, well, most relationships start really well. If it's a business relationship, is it going to peter out? Is it going to be what we thought? Is it going to be just blockages in the supply line? Are they going to be able to make any tactical changes that suit us? And all of those things have happened. And what we're confident in is that there'll be more exciting stuff just around the corner. And that's the sort of the fascinating bit. And, you know, just recently, you know, the video tab has increased in size. Well, the audience are happier with that. I know that there's some great stuff around the corner, which I'm not going to say the wrong thing right now. But, you know, the roadmap is super exciting. And so the tech was the initial worry. And then it's actually, is this going to be stagnant? Is it just this, just deliver this, take this, and, you know, that's how we want it to be. And yeah. I think if companies want to be progressive, and the world is changing so fast, quicker than we can possibly imagine, I can, you know, we all can press a button, a book will arrive today. I can order food from anywhere in the world if it's made in London, and it will be delivered to me within 10 or 15 minutes. I press a button, I can choose the type of car that will be outside. I know the driver's name. I know how long they're going to. That people are so used to this, it's totally normal. So how it's inconceivable for me that how the property industry in some aspects of its approach is so far behind with tech. And it's just like Airbnb, you know, we happily transfer thousands of pounds to go and stay in so-and-so place that we've never seen before, you exactly. know, for two weeks in California, or wouldn't that be nice? We will happily do that. Ooh, I wonder what it's like when we get there. And actually, it's always fantastic. Well, why aren't we doing that with residential lettings? It's just like it's a no-brainer to me.
Exactly.
It's not even up for a discussion. It's like, do you want your team to be more engaged, working less hours, where you have the ability to say you're open for viewings 24/7, 365. The viewers can look as many times as they want at the video and go back to that consultant and ask highly personalized questions to an engaged audience, like, i.e. the consultants are happy to discuss, have you watched the video? And what's happening now, and this is the thing that sort of blew our mind, is we just get messages all the time. It's like, make an offer, make an offer, make an offer. It's never happened in my world. This is like, hold on a minute, like, make an offer, like, you haven't seen it. And it's like, I've seen the video, this is perfect for me. But we're not fudging the video. We are highlighting, you know, the bathroom could maybe need an upgrade, or if the, you know, if the owner doesn't have capital to invest, this is why it's being marketed at that price. There is, the communal areas aren't in the best shape. If you're a light sleeper, there is a railway line and there are trains that go past, and there is a night train. We don't want someone to move in and be unhappy. We want them to make the best possible call. And this whole make an offer thing, like consultants come in and just say, what? This is like unbelievable. And, you know, last week we put a property live. We forward planned the property. We knew exactly what was happening. It was a property in E8. Round trip is 3 hours for us. We have 6 people who want to see it physically. Yeah, that would be a minimum. But you're talking about taking a whole day out of a consultant. Once you've qualified and you've gone through the offers and bits and pieces, we made it live on the website. We pressed the magic button. The video came up. 2 hours later, deposit in. It's happening. Proof's in the pudding at the end of the day. And that is a record for us in terms of marketing a property and having a deposit in. Of course, they will physically see the property prior to moving, but it's just such a good system. You have to be dedicated to the video. You have to be prepared to make loads of mistakes because, you know, and constantly improve. And, you know, David Attenborough, we talk about in the office, you know, when you watch something, when he's narrating, it's something beautiful to look at, but he's telling you something really informative. He's not telling you exactly what you're seeing because you know that. You can see it. I don't need to say that's an oven and a dishwasher and a garden. But what I don't know what's around me, who the neighbors are, what does the property feel like? You know, what aspect is it? What amazing restaurant is just around the corner? All of these amazing things you can just impart to that viewer wherever they are. And it's just giving people more and more of what they want. And the reason why we know it's working is because our phones are ringing less, because people are watching the video and they're enjoying watching the video. And watch, and also, if from an owner's perspective, let's say you have a kitchen that they're dropping off the stats. So you have 20 people look at the bathroom, 20 people look at the reception room, 2 people look at the kitchen. Well, it's a great starting point to have a discussion about, hey, what about, you know, maintenance road trip and a new kitchen in this property? Because this is where your audience is falling off. Then you've got property reviews. You've got, you know, pre-move-in marketing videos. Like, so you can send this to the owner. Hey, we've finished all the work. Hey, Ed, you are moving in 2 days' time. Just a quick sneak preview. It's just the possibilities with it is endless. Like, it's just like we scratched the surface, I think. That's the way it feels.
Exactly. No, I know you've been using it in many, many different shapes and forms. And we were, like, constantly listening to understand where it adds value. We're obviously very focused on taking this journey, you know, as far as we can by obviously cutting even more of the repetitive tasks. And one of the things that you've highlighted, and we've actually had many more customers come to us with, it's exactly what you've just mentioned now, which is that usually the next step after people see it is making an offer. You know, everybody is so, secure, from the videos alone, because you've made them in such a transparent way that they're willing to just put down a deposit. They want it. They want to take it off, and you know, they want to live there. They already envision themselves living there. And I think this kind of goes back to you painting the picture and the lifestyle within the property rather than necessarily, you know, talking about this and that. So for us, it is a natural step moving forward to have that capability, exactly how Airbnb has it and other platforms, of, you know, taking that journey all the way till the end. If they want to make an offer, they should make an offer. And then, you know, we are so excited with the thought of, you know, one of the agents waking up and seeing that maybe 2 properties already went, without them having to do anything really, but now taking care of the process of making sure that everything is okay, getting the people right inside the house. That's probably not going to happen with 100% of the properties, but I think people get so much more comfortable nowadays with that idea. More than ever before. And Paramount as well, obviously, is, you know, I've never seen so many reviews anywhere, really, and stellar reviews. You guys have hundreds. I think it's like you're getting close to 1,000 reviews.
A few short of 1,000. The team are on it, Ed. They're on it.
Exactly. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible, right? I mean, and you guys are stellar in customer support and customer service. And I think that is just, you know, proof that, you know, not only if you embrace technology, and by the way, we're not the only technology out there. There are many, many things that you can do now with technology, even outside Holify. And I feel, you know, the fear sometimes, I think for many other people within the industry itself, is you've been doing something for so many years that kind of works. And I understand why it is scary to where you might not want to fiddle with something that works. And you might think that, you know, I've had conversations with people where, you know, for them, they did not really understand that actually, you know, I was trying to put the point of, you know, the property market right now, to me, it seems like it's in an Instagram world where everything is perfect. Is that perfect Instagram, you know, life where everybody has the snapshot of the best moments? And I feel right now, the way many properties are marketed is exactly like that. Those highly edited photos, you know, there's great description. Every property is just great. It's just the best. It's just the largest. It's just whatever. And the idea is, you know, you always create this image in your head, and you almost now know, as we know very well, if you're going to meet somebody that you just saw on Instagram, they're definitely not going to look exactly like Instagram. You know that already. And I think people now that know that with properties, and they're afraid of actually showing the real properties because they know, or they think, that people are not going to want to book meetings with them anymore without actually thinking that, hey, you know, marketing yourself in a completely, you know, perfect way doesn't do you any good. People are not going to take the decision when they come. If anything, they're going to be frustrated with yourself and the agency. And people feel that. You know, I felt it myself when I was looking for properties, you know, for myself as well. And I always felt sold on. And that doesn't feel good. You know, you get there after, as you've said, maybe for myself could have been a 3-hour trip as well, because I'm maybe moving at the other side of the city. And after I do that and I see 2-3 properties that look nothing like their photos, I mean, A, I'm not going to take a decision, and B, I will definitely never use that agency ever again. That's for sure, right? Because I feel I've been lied to.
I think, Ed, the key thing is in regard to that is do you want your audience to have all of the information, good and bad? Because what my perceived bad is could be someone's great. It's not about me. I'm not moving into that property. It's about finding that person that property is perfect for. Obviously, we're super selective with the type of properties that we rent. We want a large spectrum from, you know, bedsits in, you know, in nicer areas, Islington, West Hampstead. We deal with several buildings like that, to really beautiful studios, up to big family homes. And ultimately, you know, for me, I can go into a 1-bedroom property and it might not be for me, but that's fine because I've got a wife, 3 kids and a dog, and, you know, we're not going to fit in it. Like, we wouldn't last long. So, but you have someone else where that 1-bedroom flat is their perfect first home or second home or whatever it might be. And ultimately, we're in the business of finding the best possible home for every single person. You can't do that by fudging it. And as you said, how can every property be the best? It's impossible. That we, exactly. You know, delighted to show the best property in the street. Hold on, but last week it was the one next door. That's just like the audience know, they're not silly. They want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly, so then they can make their decision. And what Holify's enabled us to do very quickly is to highlight what could be perceived as a negative. But we've marketed some properties where we say, oh, well, we're not sure about this one. And someone loves the fact that it's right on top of the station, or they love the fact it's 25 minutes away from the station, because they're two totally different people who need totally different things. So we're all uniquely different. How can we second guess what someone else is perfect is going to be? It's just document it, be consistent, tell them how it is, and let them make a call. And obviously on the physical viewing, if it isn't quite right for them, then so be it. But you don't have this stampede of people through, and then you have a group of people that you need to let down, who's not going to, you know, they're not going to be able to take it. Not 10 people can take one property, 10 groups or 10 couples or 10 individuals.
That is exactly, just, I mean, I know you told me that. You told me that before, that, you know, it's one property to one person, and it's always down to that.
And I think that's where agency, particularly, I mean, I come from a residential letting background, of course. So maybe in sales, it, you know, slightly more emotive. And but I would certainly, for me, if I was buying a property, if I was able to watch a video, I would definitely discount a number of them because of XYZ. So I wouldn't physically need to go. So I'm not going to get the hopes up of the seller. I'm not going to waste the agent's time. I'm just going to concentrate on those ones over here. But rentals, you know, largely we're dealing with slightly younger people who are used to this sort of fast pace. They're short on time. They just want it to be simple. Everyone wants an easier life. And this is what we're trying to create, an easier life for people to make better decisions by being completely open. And imagine an agent where people are actually totally trusting what you say. They're not thinking, well, what are they trying to hide?
Yeah.
If we highlight perceived negatives, guess what that means to our positives? They just go through the roof. Because
exactly.
We're not saying this is the best and this is the best, this is the best. They're going, hold on a minute. They're actually thinking this through, that they're highlighting this and they're sort of saying, be wary of this potentially. And that means that I think our relationship with our audience has become closer. And we're able to spend time in what we perceive as the better parts of the journey, which is product improvement, marketing, deploy the property, and then the digital journey from I'm paying my deposit to making it really simple and straightforward and stress-free, ready for the move-in day. And to be successful and you know, do that at volume, we're covering, one of the downsides of Paramount is that we are a single office covering London. One of the upsides of Paramount is we're a single office covering London. Well, how are we going to focus on the upside? Well, actually, we don't need to have a whole raft of people driving around the city, clogging up the roads. We can go to the property once, get some beautiful videography done with lovely commentary, make it live on the website, and then 50 people will watch it that evening. It's just the start of how property will, I think the people will expect the journey to be just so simple. It will be like, you know, pressing a button and, you know, here's my book. You know, I press the button and I'm moving into a property in 2 weeks. Why should there be any nervousness or hesitation around that? We need to, as an industry, instigate change and promote this change so the audience feel comfortable about it. And I don't want to work in an industry that's so far behind every other, because we want to be up with the travel industry and the car industry and, you know, all of these other, you know, things that people, it's so simple. Like, you know, we've talked Tesla, three pages in, £100 deposit, done. Move on. What am I doing next? I can do it in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Why is a property so hard to deal with? Like, well, because we've put all these impossible hurdles in, and instead of let's do, you know, a 1500 meter steeplechase, we talked about it. We wanted to get to a 60 meter sprint. And exactly. Imagine you change your business from a 1500 steeplechase to a 60 meter sprint. How's that going to improve your business? How's that going to improve the life of your team? How's that going to improve the life of your audience?
And well, as a final question, because we're already like so far into it, I'm like,
sorry.
If you would have to list top three sort of, you know, and now you're, you know, I think close to 1,000, if not more, properties in with Holify. You know, if you would have to list top three ROI, you know, like if we're talking to the business side of Spencer here, right? What would be your top three sort of returns on investments that you can, you know, top of your head right now? Those would be the most important for you. The top three benefits that you see and sort of returns on investment there.
So saving time is the most precious commodity. So we have more time to do better things, more important things. So the strike rate, we've gone from an agency that was hovering around 1 in 8, and we were proud of the fact that we qualified applicants so carefully. We're now 1 in 2.5. I mean, that's just huge in terms of everything, from reputation to efficiency to energy levels in the office So time will be number one. Number two is the having Holify is the same as having an extra consultant or two. So there is a, you're saving in staff costs because the video's there. It's live. You don't need people to be wandering around showing properties. They can be much more targeted on product. So what we've been able to do off the back of Holify, if in terms of return on investment, if we've set up a brand new department, which is a refurbishment department, which is a team of four people. That did not exist 6 months ago. And we can do it now because we've restructured the team so that, and people are much more engaged. We're having a lot more fun over here than we were just showing flats to people that didn't want to take them. Who wants to do that? So time, a new team, so new additional revenue streams. And then I think in terms of return on investment would just be that the still mind-blowing scenario of make an offer as soon as you make it live. In terms of our the number of deals we're able to agree per week has risen significantly off the back of this tech. There's no doubt. Yes, we've improved in every other area. We've got a long way to go.
Of course.
Time, revenue generated, and new income stream.
Amazing. No, that sounds great. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And you know, we have our conversations. Thank you so much for taking the time today. And explaining so in depth, like all those, things. I mean, it's always great to hear. And I'm personally looking forward to, us taking the journey even further in terms of experience and in terms of other things and enabling you to do even more than you already are. You guys are, a fantastic company. As I said, you are, and I know you're very modest, but you are one of the most forward-thinking directors that I've ever met. Your vision for the future is incredible, and it's very simple, and I think simplicity is actually the hardest thing, even for myself, to pull off. So I like this simplicity, but yet, how you clearly see it defined, and I just, my hope is more and more people are gonna look at you and take you as an inspiration, and hopefully the whole industry will change for the better in the years to come, and I think they will, and if they want. There are going to be others that will see it, and they will seize the opportunity for change. And we see that happening more and more. We are extremely happy to be a technology that empowers companies like you instead of kind of trying and replace you, because there's a lot of those around. And they mainly get created because of the reluctancy of others to adopt new technology. And when they see that, they go like, well, might as well replace them if they're not willing to change. And we're happy to be the ones that are pushing forward this change together, where we understand the huge complexity that goes behind the work you do, because obviously we're a small part of this whole journey, and obviously you guys are handling the whole spectrum of the journey, and that's not as simple as we ever thought it was even initially. And when we spoke with you guys, we understood that, so we're happy to be a small part of it that helps you drive this change. And then obviously, as time goes by, we're hopefully going to solve a lot more problems, both for Paramount and maybe seize a lot more opportunities for you to capture and deliver a better customer experience in the next months and years to come. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
And I'm looking forward for the future.
Me too.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.